you, Ibi, for the for your statement.
Do we have anybody else?
It seems at the moment we don't have any other requests for initial statements. So before we move to the first topic of the meeting of today, I also would like to use this opportunity to make reference to another email that was sent by the Secretariat to us, informing us about an event taking place tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Geneva Academy, Villa Monnier. This event is on the hearings of International Court of Justice on the issue of advisory opinion on states' obligation in respect to climate change. If you're interested in following these events, you find that the address and the link to register in the email that was sent by the Secretariat to us a few days ago. And so I would like to summarize the outcome of this agenda item. So I propose that the task force adopt the agenda as set out in document AC/DF.PP11/INF.1 and take note of the information presented by the chair and on the statement by the orals by the participants EEB. Thank you very much for that. I see flag. No. Okay. We go directly to item 2, participation of persons and groups in vulnerable situation in decision making. Participants will be invited to consider good practices, challenges, and trends with regards to the effective public participation of persons and groups in vulnerable situation. This will include the presentation of the outcomes of a survey among parties and stakeholders on good practices or examples of activities and on challenges in effectively engaging groups in vulnerable situation in decision making. This is an important topic that has been raised frequently during previous meetings of the task force, but also the working group of the parties. Therefore, we allocated more time in this on this agenda item for this agenda item today. For today's meeting, I'm very glad to have a representative of different groups that can be in a vulnerable situation with us today to share their experience and perspective on this topic. At the request of the working group at its 27th meeting, which was in Geneva in June 2023, the Secretariat also prepared and disseminated a survey on this subject. The objective was to collect good practices and challenges in implementing measures that aim to overcome barriers which prevent groups and people in vulnerable situations to participate in the decision-making on environmental matters and identify suggestions for improvement. And now I would like to give the floor to the Secretariat to present the outcome of this survey. Please, Mike.